Amen. Please take a seat. So, one of the reasons we were keen to have Salim up here and speaking to us is because this potentially could be his last meeting with us. So, I think it's only right that we should pray for him briefly. And I've asked a couple of his sharing group brothers to come up and share a few words. So Emzo first and then Pete second. Thank you.
So I've had the pleasure of having Salim in my sharing group this past year. And it's been a real blessing and a joy. And I think there's just a couple of things that I want to honor Salim for among his many, many talents. First, I'd like to honor Salim for his dedication both to the community and for sharing group. As some of you would know, Salim's had a crazy year with a crazy schedule, traveling back and forth between London and Lebanon with the political situation in Lebanon and managing a family, being away from his family. And, oh yeah, he's trying to finish a PhD on top of that. But still, he's always there for sharing group. Sometimes we don't even know where he's coming from. I remember one specific instance where he had just landed and he was in Zoom call and we were practically begging him to just get some rest, and he still showed up to sharing group. So I just like to honor Salim for his commitment and his respect for us. The other thing that I really want to honor Salim for is, as painful as it is that we might be losing him, just his willingness to listen to the Lord and to lead his family in that way. For many reasons, the situation in Lebanon not being so good, there were so many reasons that he could just stay here and bring his family over. And in a practical sense, it seemed like it was a no-brainer, but he really took time with his family and he listened to the Lord, and he was able to, and him and Maurice discerned that staying in Lebanon would be the best for them and the family, and that actually is what God wants him to do. And so I just want to honor Salim for being able to trust in the Lord, even if it's counterintuitive to practical purposes.
I also have been blessed to have Salim in my sharing group this past year. And to have known him for the last few years. As many things I could say, Salim, but you're an incredibly genuine person. I've never had a boring conversation with you. And I always come away from our conversations being like, that was such a good conversation. And I've always learned something. You're really someone, like as Jesus said, a man without guile. You really bring something refreshing and whole with you every time I speak to you. And you're just an incredibly loving and serving person. The reading at my church this weekend was from the Good Samaritan, and I was just meditating on it, and I know that you would do that, and I know that you have done that for people, that you really go over and share your time and your resources and your love with them as Jesus would want you to. And so, yeah, it's been great having you in sharing group and knowing you, and we'll be a wrench to lose you, but God bless you.
So we're going to just have a quick chance to pray with him. So if you'd like to come forward and stand up, and anyone who'd like to come and lay a hand on him and pray for our brother, please. Just big space right there. That sounds good to me. Let's just pray the Lord's blessing on Salim. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So yes, Lord, thank you for our brother. Thank you for the time he and has spent with us here. And Lord, may you just help him to finish this time well, and may your Holy Spirit, as he has encouraged us, may your Holy Spirit just dwell with him and upon him as you send him home now, and may you clearly open the right gates and the right doors for him. May you make that straight path very clear to him, and may you just use this man of God to further your kingdom. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.